An update on the intense wind and fire danger. The state is set to carry out the death penalty tomorrow. And an elected official wants an investigation into the state superintendent's financial ties. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Winds kicked up and a wave of dust moved across the state early today, creating dangerous fire weather conditions. Grayson Wheeler has more on the ongoing fire outbreak.
Dozens of new fires popped up overnight as crews still fought more than 30 blazes that have started since Friday. The Oklahoma Forestry Service's daily report says responding to new fires and blowouts of existing ones has left crews exhausted ahead of yet another day of high fire danger. The fires have killed 4 people, injured hundreds, and damaged or destroyed more than 400 homes in Oklahoma over the past week. And there's not much relief in sight. Fire weather is expected to linger through at least Friday, and most of the state has no significant rain in the forecast. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma's first execution of the year is scheduled for tomorrow. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
56-year-old Wendell Grissom will be put to death by lethal injection. He received the sentence more than a decade ago for the 2005 killing of Amber Matthews. Grissom fatally shot Matthews and injured her friend during a home invasion in Blaine County. His fate was solidified earlier this year when the Pardon and Parole Board denied a request for clemency. Grissom's attorneys say he suffered from brain damage that was never presented to a jury. They also told the board Grissom has always accepted responsibility and expressed remorse for Matthew's killing. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Governor Kevin Stitt is stepping in to support the city of Tulsa's legal fight with the Muscogee Nation. Robbie Korth reports the governor's latest action to intervene in tribal affairs is against the current mayor's will.
Muscogee Nation is suing Tulsa for the right to issue traffic tickets and therefore collect revenue from tribal citizen motorists within city limits on the Muscogee Reservation. The suit began before Tulsa's new mayor, Monroe Nichols, took office, but he said in December he was searching for a way to settle it. Talks are ongoing, but the governor's intervention could complicate them. Stitt's filing argues a settlement would be a political convenience for Tulsa and the tribe. He says it would set a bad precedent by taking away core powers from the state's police officers and handing them to tribal nations. The governor asks for the suit, and therefore the negotiation process, to end. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A state representative is asking Attorney General Gentner Drummond for an opinion on State Superintendent Ryan Walters' endorsement of a conservative teachers union. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the lawmaker also wants an investigation into financial ties.
Oklahoma City Democrat Ellen Pogemiller wants Drummond to opine on whether Walters violated state law by issuing 3 press releases last week touting the Teacher Freedom Alliance, a teachers union recently launched by the conservative think tank Freedom Foundation. Walters bills TFA as an alternative to traditional teachers associations, groups he has equated to terrorist organizations. Pogemiller alleges Walters violated an ethics rule that prohibits state officials from using their office to endorse a service or enterprise. Walters says in a statement the request is, quote, grasping at straws. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.